Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. The song that we're singing this week did not begin as a poem and then music added later. Nope. This song began as a tune, and this is the story behind it. Mrs. Joseph Knapp had written a tune in 1873. She really liked the tune, but it didn't have any words to the song. Well, one day, she was visiting her friend, Fanny Crosby. Mrs. Knapp played the tune for Fanny and saw that Fanny really liked it. So Mrs. Knapp asked her, she said, "Would you be willing to write some words for this song?" Mrs. Knapp played the song a second time, and when she did, she looked over and saw Miss Fanny kneeling in prayer. Then, as she started to play the song a third time, Miss Fanny started dictating the words to the song, "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine." Hey, boys and girls, welcome back. We're continuing the story about Paul, and who had he seen last time? He had seen Festus. And was Festus, did he embrace Paul's message? No. In fact, he kept talking to Paul, trying to get a bribe. But did Paul give him a bribe? No way. Paul knew that he was innocent, and if he were to pay a bribe, it would be like he was admitting that he was wrong. Well, we're going to continue to find out what happened after Festus lost his job and a new governor took his place. But first, let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, thank you for your love and your care. Help us as we study and as we learn more to develop a greater and a deeper relationship with you. We love you. Amen. Felix had said no to Jesus and to the Holy Spirit. How sad. Just 2 years later, Festus, the new governor, took his place. Had the Jews forgotten about Paul? You better believe they didn't. They knew as soon as this new governor came on the scene, they were like, "We are going to tell him all about our problems that we have with Paul. Let's go." Well, when Festus went to Jerusalem, what happened? Let's look up Acts chapter 25, verses 1, 2, and 3. Acts chapter 25, verses 1, 2, and 3. Let's see what that says. Acts is in the New Testament, right after John, but before Romans. And then we're going to the back of the book of Acts. We're actually getting pretty close to being done with the book of Acts. Acts chapter 25. And then we're going to read verse 1, 2, and 3. So if you find that big number 25 and look right there, that's number 1. And then 2 and 3 are right below it. Let's see what that says.
Now when Festus had come to the province after 3 days, he went up from Caesarea to Jerusalem. Then the high priest and the chief men of the Jews informed him against Paul, and they petitioned him, asking a favor against him, that he would summon him to Jerusalem while they lay in ambush along the road to kill him.
So how many days had it been? 3 days after he had come to the province. Those Jews were on it. They were not going to let grass grow under their feet. Have you heard that saying? I don't know if you've seen a dog that runs in a yard and it ends up wearing a path because it keeps running over it, and so the grass can't grow because it's just moving and moving and moving and moving. Well, the saying is sort of like that. So these Jews were not wasting time. They weren't sitting around doing nothing. They were on the move. They were making sure that Festus knew their issues that they had with Paul. 3 days. That's it. And then they talked to him. And what was their plan? What were they hoping to do? To lay in ambush and kill Paul. That doesn't sound too good, does it? Those priests and rulers still wanted to get rid of Paul, but Festus, he didn't send him back to Jerusalem. Instead, he made the priests and the rulers come to Caesarea. That's where Paul was in prison. And when Festus brought Paul before them, those angry leaders again said things about Paul that were not true. Look at verse 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. That's 5 verses, Acts chapter 25, and now we're going to read verse 4. 5, 6, 7, and 8. Read verses 4 through 8. Let's see what that says.
But Festus answered that Paul should be kept at Caesarea, and that he himself was going there shortly. Therefore, he said, let those who have authority among you go down with me and accuse this man to see if there is any fault in him. And when he had remained among them more than 10 days, he went down to Caesarea, and the next day, sitting on the judgment seat, he commanded Paul to be brought. When he had come, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood about and laid many serious complaints against Paul, which they could not prove. While he answered for himself, neither against the law of the Jews, nor against the temple, nor against Caesar have I offended anything at all.
Festus wanted to please the people. So what did he ask? And how did Paul reply? Look at verse 9, 10, and 11. Acts chapter 25, verse 9, 10, and 11. Let's see what Festus asked and then what Paul replied.
But Festus, wanting to do the Jews a favor, answered Paul and said, are you willing to go up to Jerusalem and there be judged before me concerning these things? So Paul said, I stand at Caesar's judgment seat, where I ought to be judged. To the Jews I have done no wrong, as you very well know. For if I am an offender or have committed anything deserving of death, I do not object to dying. But if there is nothing in these things of which these men accuse me, no one can deliver me to them. I appeal to Caesar.
Paul knew that if he went to Jerusalem, he was not going to come out alive. So he decided to use his citizenship and his privileges as a Roman citizen and appeal to Caesar. As soon as he said those words, Festus knew he had to send Paul to Rome, where Nero, who was the Caesar, would decide what to do with him. But you know what? Before Paul left, he had a chance to tell some other important people about Jesus. They were King Agrippa and his sister, Bernice, and, of course, Festus himself. Look at verse 13, and then we're going to skip over everything that Paul said. You can read that when you have worship or together as a family or on your own, but we're going to read verse 13, and then we're going to skip down and read verse 23, okay? Acts chapter 25, verse 13, and then we're going to skip down to verse 23. Let's see what that says.
And after some days, King Agrippa and Bernice came to Caesarea to greet Festus. So the next day, when Agrippa and Bernice had come with great pomp and had entered the auditorium with the commanders and the prominent men of the city, at Festus' command, Paul was brought in.
So King Agrippa came, and his sister Bernice, they came to Caesarea to greet Festus. Well, Paul had the opportunity to share his message with this king, with King Agrippa. Do you think that Paul was scared? I don't think so. I think Paul was glad to share this story about Jesus. And he wasn't afraid. He wasn't ashamed as he stood before that throne, before those super important people. His hands were chained, but his spirit was free because he trusted Jesus. He told them about how he had become a loyal follower, how he had become a worker for Jesus. And as he spoke, Festus interrupted him. Look at Acts chapter 26. So we're going to skip even further to the next chapter, Acts chapter 26, and then we're going to read verse 24 and 25. Acts chapter 26, verse 24 and 25. Let's go ahead and read that together. Acts chapter 26, verse 24 and 25.
Now, as he thus made his defense, Festus said with a loud voice, "Paul, you are beside yourself. Much learning is driving you mad." But he said, "I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak the words of truth and reason."
Did Festus like what Paul was saying? No, he basically accused him of being a madman, of being crazy. You know, King Agrippa, he knew about the prophets that God had sent to his people. He knew that what those prophets had written was true. And he knew that what Paul was saying was true. Do you think he would be brave enough to accept Jesus? Huh. You know, sometimes when I was a teenager, we would go door to door selling books. And as we were selling these books, we would share with them about the message of Jesus. And you could just see the wheels turning. You could just see people trying to decide if they should get these books or not. And it wasn't just a financial decision. It wasn't just a matter of if they had enough money or if they didn't have enough money. Many times the decision, you could tell, was deep in their heart. The Holy Spirit was begging with them, saying, "Please, come on, you need this. This is going to change your life. This is going to make a difference in your life. Learn about me. Learn about me." And those people had a choice, and you could just see it as they're staring at those books, and you're waiting quietly to see what choice they're going to make. You know, sometimes they say, "No, not today," and they would hand the books back. But there were other times that they would look at the books and then kind of nod their heads and go, "Yeah, I need these. I want to get these." They were listening to the Holy Spirit, and they were following the Holy Spirit's guidance. Now, King Agrippa, he was hearing the Holy Spirit. He was feeling the Holy Spirit beg him to do what was right. Paul could see it in his eyes. He could see it in his face. When the Holy Spirit speaks to us, how do you think our angels feel as they're watching us choose? Sometimes you're just kind of on the edge of your seat going, "What are they going to pick? What are they going to pick?" God wants us to choose him, boys and girls. He wants you to choose him today. Do you want to do that? Let's tell Jesus we want to choose him right now. Lord, thank you so much for your care, for your love, for how you reach out to us and you call to us and how you encourage us to choose you. Lord, help us to choose you today. We want you in our hearts and in our lives. We want to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Psalm 91:15.
I will be with him in trouble, in trouble, in trouble. I will be with him in trouble. Psalm 91:15. I will be with him in trouble.
Hey, moms and dads, have your kids been enjoying the Seed Pod? Oh, we love putting these programs together for you, and we're praying that it is a huge blessing in your home. Although this program is free, there are still expenses and costs to recording and producing them. We are asking if you would prayerfully consider financially supporting our ministry, Starting with Jesus. If you would like to make a one-time donation, or if you would consider partnering with us through ongoing monthly support, we would be eternally grateful. Either way, you can make a tax-deductible donation on our website, startingwithjesus.com/donation. That's startingwithjesus.com/donation. You can help us encourage our young ones to start each and every day with Jesus.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.